Mike Kegley is one of the personalities at IlliniGuys.com and a frequent guest on the show. He joins me now to talk Illinois basketball and football. Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, and being described as a personality is pretty good. I'm not really what you would call an expert, but I am an expert at having opinions.
Well, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's been exciting times. There's no such thing as an off season in Champaign-Urbana anymore.
That's true. And by the way, as an aside, the longer I live, the more I realize there are no experts in any field.
I can't argue with you.
All right, but we won't get into that. I think people know what I mean. Let's talk about Illini basketball, first of all, and the big news, and I'm not sure anybody's not aware of this, but, you know, a few weeks ago, everybody was agonizing whether Kofi Coburn would transfer. He put his name in the transfer portal. That means something, and ultimately decided to stay at Illinois. So what happened?
Well, I think it was a lot of things. Obviously, the new name, image, likeness legislation came into play, and of course, Kofi realized that where he has played for 2 years and been such a dominant force, there's a lot of fans, and he has a lot of cachet there. And I think that helped quite a bit. Obviously, he's got a lot of great friends with the team. And I also think when you looked at some of the other schools, it just didn't click all the way. So it was clear for Kofi that Illinois was the place that he needed to be. And he also has two or three things that he needs to work on in terms of guarding people in space on defense, passing the ball out of the middle on offense, and being able to hit the intermediate to mid-range jumper. So he's got some things he needs to work on to prove his worth to NBA teams. So I think it's a good fit for him to come back for another year, work on his game, and who knows, maybe wrap up another number one seed for the Illini and possibly be a contender for the National Player of the Year against people like Drew Timmy out at Gonzaga.
You know, that's an interesting point you bring up about the name, image, and licensing deal, because it does make perfect sense. If you transfer to another school, and I know there were a number of big-name schools that were interested in Coburn and that he was interested in, he's going to go there, and he's not going to be an established presence. He's going to be joining somebody else who's already the marquee player or players there. But in Champaign, he's the guy. So we've already heard stories about, who is it, Bryce Young down at Alabama, who's an incoming redshirt freshman quarterback who's already got a deal in place for $800,000. I'm not suggesting Kofi would get that kind of money, but he's the guy that any potential endorsement deal on the Illini basketball, he's the first person they're going to approach, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and of course, Nick Saban demonstrated why he's the best coach going in either sport, either the big revenue sports, because he makes this comment that sounds like he's musing on the fairness of the whole situation, but he makes sure to tell every recruit in the country that a guy who hasn't played a down for Alabama may end up making $1 million. So, in a sense, it was concern for the game wrapped up in a commercial for Alabama football. But I do think that Kofi is going to really wield a fiscal punch, so to speak, off the court there. And I think you'll see a big opportunity for him to win, make a lot of dollars off the court. And I think, guys like Curbelo, Frazier, will obviously attract interest. And it really is going to be a system where if you can play well and capture the imagination of a local business or a group of, investors that are in your area, and Illinois would obviously include Chicago and St. Louis as well as Central Illinois, you can make some money for yourself. And being on a team that's a number one seed makes it really easy to up your image so that you can demand a little more.
All right. Before we shift things to football, I want to ask you about, and you don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but I know Brad Underwood had some turnover in his basketball coaching staff. Is that rounding into shape? Are all the pieces there yet?
Yeah, I think they are. When you look at Tim Anderson coming on as a guy who has done a ton of one-on-one training with NBA players and guys who have made it to the NBA, as you found on IlliniGuys.com, we had a list of players that he had, and just a couple, you know, Derrick Rose and Jabari Parker are easy to remember. But he has a lot of players who went through his training that are now earning incomes. And I have to think that when you're looking as a player developing your game in high school and you're getting recruited, he has to, you know, loom large as a reason that, hey, maybe I should take a look at Illinois. And then when you add other things like, you know, Fletch, the strength and conditioning coach who may be the best in the country, and you add Chester Frazier and Jeff Alexander, he's rounded that staff out very well. And it will be very interesting to see, you know, there are some people who say the staff is every bit as strong, if not a little bit stronger, than what they had entering the season last year. And that's all to be seen. But the potential for success is there. And Brad Underwood has proven that he is an excellent hiring manager. And if you two of the three of his coaches end up at Kentucky, the third ends up at Gonzaga. So that means he's going to bring somebody in who's got a lot of talent as well.
My guest is Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com. The website has all the latest news and information about University of Illinois sports. Let's shift gears here and talk football. The season isn't that far away. And the news there for new head coach Brett Bielema is, and he doesn't like this, but he'll use it as bulletin board material, is that in the Big Ten preseason media poll, the Illini were picked to finish last in the West. What was his reaction?
Well, you know, I think Coach B is one of those guys. There's a little bit of Parcells in him, and I think he likes to prove people wrong. Of course, if the team had a boatload of talent, most likely he wouldn't be there because you wouldn't have had to let go of the previous coach. So they've got some gaps in talent, but he has recruited well. And, you know, I have talked to a lot of football fans and a lot of guys who've covered the team for years. And, you know, this staff that he has put together is quite honestly probably the strongest staff since the John Makovic era. And you might actually have to go all the way back to Mike White. So let's see how good this staff is. They may be able to take those super seniors and allow them to achieve more than what the prior staff was able to do. But certainly they're going to have some challenges. And it just doesn't seem like that staff is afraid of challenges. They're not afraid of hard work. And I was at the Illinois Quarterback Club golf outing for charity on Monday. And Coach B had more of his staff participating in that than I think they've seen in darn near a generation. He had pretty much anybody in the football building who could possibly be associated with the program was out there with quarterback club members out on the golf course, golfing with them, having a good time, helping raise money. It was just a very big community event that that basically he's kind of showing his commitment not only to the football program but to the surrounding communities. And I tell you, there was an excitement you saw after the golf outing. You saw a lot of coaches, longtime boosters, who were just they were having a great time, and you could see the bonding. And I'm thinking, if they can bring this football team together with that same type of attitude, there might be a synergy where all the parts add up to, or all the whole adds up to more than all the individual parts.
Well, certainly on the enthusiasm scale, Bielema, he has no equal, or at least, you know, he yep. really, when you talk about past coaching staffs, you know, and nothing against Lovie Smith, but he was very focused on the football part of it. He wasn't a politician. Bielema has got that part about, you know, he's got the hand shaken down, and he makes everybody feel like they're important and a cog in the wheel, even if you're just somebody sitting there in Section 215.
Yes, and he's also made me reconsider what I said the day he was hired. I said, well, I don't think you're going to find those Wisconsin-styled linemen wanting to come play football for the Illini. And I should have said, before Coach B showed up, those type of linemen didn't want to play football for the Illini. And I think that he is starting to recruit some earth movers up front. And, of course, if you're going to have an offense that can move the ball, it starts with the offensive line. And he's got a good offensive line this year, and he is bringing in some young talent that might even be better. So it looks like we're going to have some good days ahead for the football program. Obviously, there's going to be some bumps in the road when you're trying to turn around the ship, and when the press ranks you as the weakest team in the league, they don't do it because they have an axe to grind. They do it because that's how they see it. So this will be a fantastic test for a new staff. And I tell you, with the talent they've got, I think, you know, 5 to 7 wins is not out of the question. The schedule is a fair schedule. And so I think there's going to be a lot more excitement this year than if Lovie was on the sidelines and people were just looking for the team to play it out.
Well, if he can build the kind of offensive line that he wants to build, you're going to see quarterbacks develop much more successfully, because everybody knows, yeah. you know, you can go back to Jeff George and Tony Eason and a lot of the great quarterbacks from that era or eras of Illini football, and they all had outstanding offensive lines and offensive linemen that went on to have success in the National Football League, people like Tim Simpson and others. So if you can build that type of offensive line, you're going to see a lot more scoring. It's going to take a lot of pressure off the defense, and it's just going to, frankly, be a lot more fun to watch.
Yes, and that's what Illini fans are wanting to see, is a team that's more fun to watch. And the other thing I think that Coach is doing and his staff is working endlessly to turn over every rock and stone in the state of Illinois. And they're starting to win some recruiting battles over some formidable teams such as Iowa. And that is really nice to see. Keep some of the in-state talent at home, and the Illini become a much stronger team as well.
Mike, we're out of time. I wish we weren't, but you can catch Mike and his colleagues at IlliniGuys.com. Check them out today. Mike, we'll talk again.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Kegley on WJBC.